B'tachon for Life, Shir 1166, Monday, Parshas Vayakel. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously. The Zchus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Bezer Hashem send the anonymous sponsor Brocha and Atzlocha in everything that they do. We are explaining a very interesting concept in how we view might, how we view something that is powerful, and how we associate it subconsciously with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now let's extrapolate from that to how we view HaKadosh Baruch Hu truthfully. Let's take a massive garbage truck or a massive crane lifting a huge piece of steel, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of pounds, lifting it up high above the skyline. How do we view that truck? We get amazed, we stand in awe at its abilities, at its power. We feel small, we feel minuscule compared to that machinery. How do we view the Ribbono Shel Olam? Do we at least give him that chashivas of the garbage truck, so to speak? Now again, we're trying to bring out a point, but if we're honest with ourselves, do we at least feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam is as strong as that crane that is lifting the massive piece of steel to the top of the building? Do we think that? When we see the crane, we feel minuscule, we feel minimal, we feel like we are inadequate from a might perspective. Of course, we feel like we are a chosh of a people, but from a might perspective, we get minimized in our minds. So why don't we feel the same way about the Ribbono Shel Olam? Not in a negative way, just to feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam is insurmountably greater than us. And the answer is, because we don't think about it. We see a crane. We see a garbage truck. We see an ocean. We see a storm. We see might. It's something that we see in front of us. The Ribbono Shel Olam we don't see. And without effort, we're not going to feel Adir Bamarim Hashem. It's as simple as that. When a person puts in the effort to try to feel how mighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the power, the awesome power of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which applies to every area in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can solve any situation that you're stuck with. And when you think about the Ribbono Shel Olam, you associate might, Adir Bamarim Hashem, that's what you associate together with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's much easier to rely on the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first step that we have to try to internalize to be able to advance in these levels of Bitachon. Do we associate the Ribbono Shel Olam with might? Do we at least give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the credence of a crane or a garbage truck, so to speak? Do we really feel Adir Bamarim Hashem? We'll Bezer Hashem continue.